Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is so great to have you here back for a moment of connection with me. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule, whatever you're doing, to spend the next few moments together. Guys, oh my goodness, I hope that you've been doing so well. I am so excited to sit down and chat with you today. I've been really excited to record this episode, but I firstly wanted to say that you are all just the cutest ever. I received so many texts and screenshots of your Spotify Wrapped that came out, and so many of you had me in your top five listening podcasts, whatever it is, and I appreciate it so much. It put a smile on my face every single time I received a message, and I don't know that you truly understand how much that makes me feel loved and seen, and I just appreciate that we get to spend once a week together every week where we can have connections and conversation that, you know, need to come to light. And I really appreciate you. I can't say that enough. And I'll be honest with you, I don't use Spotify to listen to my podcasts or my music. And I listen through Apple Music. Controversial, hot take, but I'm so used to Apple Music when I used it for teaching and things like that. So I just haven't made the switch, but they also have that as well. They do the end of the year thing. And anyway, I love that Spotify and Apple do that at the end of the year. You can kind of see what you've listened to most, and it's always so fun to look back on and just remember, oh yeah, that month I was going through that, which is why I was listening to that. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that it meant so much to me, and you make my heart feel so loved and so happy. So thank you. As I said earlier, I have been extremely excited to share this episode with you today. And I don't know if it's because I have this new feeling inside of me that I don't necessarily need to worry so much about so many things, and I can just let the universe simply lead me in the journey that I'm meant to be on. Or maybe it's because, as I mentioned in my, I think it was last week's episode, that, you know, I've been open to dating in a more natural, meeting people in the wild kind of way, and also knowing the power that I have to the fact that, you know, if things don't work out, it just means that there's something better. And I've just, because of last week mentioning that me going on a couple dates with that guy and it mutually, having a mutual understanding that we aren't each other's person, just made me feel that more confident that my person's out there and that, you know, I'm one step closer to finding them whenever it may be. Not that I'm in a rush, but just knowing that I don't have to spend my time and energy on people that aren't serving for me in that romantic way, but that I can still build cool connections with and learn something from along that whatever time period I spend with them. I've just been so inspired to talk about today's topic, and I figured we needed another partner to single episode. It's been a while since I did one of those, and I figured going into the new year, we can kind of start on a clean slate, have awesome positive mind shifts, and just know that truly your journey is your journey that you're meant to be on, and that it only goes up from here and gets better. And as you're reading from the title of today's episode, I wanted to talk about how rejection is redirection. So I firstly just want to say that I know heartbreak sucks. And sometimes it actually feels like the end of the world. And I'm a pretty dramatic person. I'm pretty animated when it comes to a lot of things. And so being someone who feels deeply in every avenue, good, bad, all of that, it definitely feels like the end for me in some scenarios. But I'm here to remind you that it's not. And that if you're going through heartbreak or you've been through heartbreak, you'll realize that it's not the end. Eventually, it may take some time, maybe a little longer than you'd want. But eventually, you'll realize that you had to go through that shitty breakup that you went through in order to make room for something, someone even better. And This is a question that I ask myself a lot. I ask my friends this a lot when they're going through something really difficult or a friendship breakup, a romantic relationship breakup, whatever it may be. I kind of always pose the question, wouldn't you rather be alone than be with someone who's not properly suited for you? I almost feel like sometimes it's more lonely to be in a relationship that's not meant for you because you won't feel heard, you won't feel seen, you won't feel understood. And being somebody who, you know, I live on my own, as you guys know, I'm single. I have no attachments to anybody at the moment. I'm not talking to anybody in a romantic sense at the moment. I am truly sitting in this space for me and me only and thinking, what does Meg want? How do I want to build this life that I'm living? How can I be content and remain peaceful? And I love being alone. And I've mentioned that. And I've talked episodes about the benefits of being single, but also living on your own and everything like that. And I love that phrase of, wouldn't I rather be alone than be with someone who's not meant to be with me? Absolutely. Because you can cultivate whatever you want for yourself and your energy won't be drained by somebody who's not meant to be in your orbit. And I also want to remind you guys throughout today's episode that I should have said this at the beginning, but please take whatever resonates with you and whatever doesn't, just throw it out, let it go in one ear, out the other, whatever it is for you that'll make that easy. I just want you to take what speaks to your heart and soul and that beautiful mind of yours. And I also wanted to preface that, yes, we are specifically addressing rejection in terms of relationships, just because this is a partnered to single episode. But I did want to mention that rejection just means redirection, doesn't apply to only relationships with people and romantic relationships in that sense. This is honestly any type of rejection in life, whether it's job opportunities that you thought you really wanted but didn't get, something that, you know, if you're in a certain career and you got let go of a job or something you really wanted and didn't get, that feeling of rejection, while it absolutely sucks, it is all meant for a reason, and it's leading you down a path that you're meant to be on. It's the universe telling you you're actually not meant to be in this space right now because you need to be ready for what I have planned for you later. And I used to think, especially with relationships, the aftermath of it, I would be in my head a lot, and I'm a very imaginative person, as I'm sure all of you are. But sometimes I do a really good job of being in my head so much, of imagining different scenarios and thinking. And it honestly takes me a bit, because I think so much, to feel fully free from a situation. Whereas it just takes me a little bit longer to get over somebody in certain circumstances where somebody else may be brushing it off in a day or two. You know, sometimes it takes me a bit because I used to think, and, you know, I'm guilty of it still sometimes, of thinking, why didn't this work out with so-and-so? What if I had done this differently? Or what if I said this differently? Blah, 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 blah. But I think that puts us in a cycle of not trusting the timing of your life. And the whole point of this is to understand that you need to trust the timing of your life. And knowing that, I think it'll shift so many things for you. And I feel like I'm in that shift right now where I just know that I need to trust the timing of my life, and however it'll work out, it'll work out. And, you know, if I'm thinking about somebody, say I do, if I have somebody on my crush list, whatever it is, I know that if I think about them so much, I don't know that I'm actually manifesting them as much as I think I am. Maybe I need to just let go, move on, and if it comes, it'll come, because what's meant for you will never pass you by. You know that. And yes, ego is real, and this plays a big part in this, because rejection stings, and it's the ego that's eating away at you and that feels that. But I also wanted to remind you that you have survived this before, so I know that you'll survive this now. Your ego is one small part of you. That feeling of despair, it will soften. And while ego is within us always, and I think it comes out in these scenarios a lot of the time, especially, you know, I think about something where I feel, say I get, if I get really upset about a rejection of some kind, I'm trying to think of something, but I know that, you know, in my heart, yeah, this person wasn't meant for me, but it's the ego that's like, oh, why? Why didn't this work out for you? Maybe there's some feelings of unworthiness in there. Your ego is like, why did this person walk away from me? I hate that they were the ones to go first and not me. It's all the ego talking. We got to quiet that out and just trust that things will work out for us because they always do. And I, of course, want to make this personal so that you feel that you're not alone, that everybody, including myself, goes through a lot of things. And, you know, I wanted to share some examples of rejection in my personal life that I've had throughout the years. And of course, there have been many more, but these are the ones that I thought about for today's episode. And these are all forms of like being rejected, I think, in a way, is what I'm trying to get at with these stories of like, it all is stringing from some type of rejection. Because if somebody wanted to be with me, they would. And you know, by ghosting, for example, because this is the first one that I wanted to talk about, I was ghosted by somebody who, this is so funny, but I went out on a date with a guy. I only went out with him once, thank goodness. And we had met on a dating app, I'm pretty sure, and had very minimal conversation beforehand. And we agreed that we were going to meet after I was done teaching. It was kind of late at night. We were trying to figure out if I should drive to him, if I should take an Uber, if we were drinking, what was, you know, being involved in this. And I ended up Ubering because I thought we would be drinking. We didn't end up doing that, so I could have just driven myself, but whatever. And we go to pick up our dinner, which I paid for, by the way. Interesting. I'm not opposed to paying, you guys, but the first date, I was a little bit shocked that he wanted to split the bill. And I was like, no, there's so many people around us. It's busy. It'll take too long to split. It's already on one. I'll just take it. And he let me, so interesting. Anyway, the whole time on the date, he essentially just talked about himself. And he asked for advice on things he should get for his new apartment that we were sitting in and eating dinner in. And he even asked me, I remember he texted me the next day and asked me what dryer sheets were for. Sir, am I Google? I know I'm intelligent in a lot of ways. I'm not Google though. You can search that up yourself instead of asking me. Anyway, I was ghosted by him after I talked to him about what dryer sheets were, and we never made plans to hang out again. We had briefly talked about it the night before on the date, but I mean, I guess I was essentially rejected because he ghosted me. He maybe didn't like my answer about what dryer sheets were. But listen, the redirection of that and that silly story is that I didn't end up with someone who didn't show any interest in me or my desires, which is a good thing. Why would I want to be with somebody who didn't care to ask me any questions about myself, who didn't care to get to know me on a personal level? I don't want to be with somebody like that, and neither should you. Another time I was rejected, I guess I was broken up with, was my long-term first love, which I've mentioned before. And you guys know about this guy. And truly, it was devastating. It was probably the hardest heartbreak that I had to get over in my life. But the redirection of that type of rejection is that if we hadn't ended things, to be honest, I actually don't know how we ended things. I think it kind of fizzled out. I don't know that he actually broke up with me or I actually broke up with him. He probably did the breaking up the last bit, but then, you know, we never stopped being in contact. It was always a back and forth, as I said. But when I moved here, we were talking less and less, creating less and less time to connect with one another online. And so I think it just kind of fizzled out and I was over it at that point because I needed to focus on the actual present of what was going on in my life here. But if we hadn't ended things, I would probably still be a secret in someone's life. And that's kind of dramatic, but I was a secret for the entire time that we were together. And that's not something that I deserve, and it's not something that you deserve if you're experiencing the same thing. Yes, I understand that cultural differences play a role in certain relationships, but if you know, based on a religion or your family values or your own personal values, that if you're with someone that your family would never accept because of XYZ, why are you even with them? Don't spend that time getting to know somebody, developing real feelings and love for that person if it won't work out in the long run? And I didn't deserve to be someone's secret, so I am glad that things panned out the way that it did, because I probably wouldn't be in the most healthy relationship if I were still with this person. The third rejection little tidbit story that I have for you is I was, I guess, rejected by my high school crush. Yeah, St. Mary's people, you know who this is. And if he ever listens to this, he knows who he is too. This is so funny, but I actually truly had a crush on this guy the entire time we were in high school. We were in the same class. We were in cosmetology together. This is so giving it away if people didn't know, but it doesn't matter anyway. It's so silly. But we were in cosmetology together all 3 years of high school, and God, I was so obsessed with him, and he just didn't even look in my direction. Oh, well, until after high school. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We did date. And I just wanted to quickly segue about crushes, because you guys know I love a good segue, is that Tinks has this theory about how crushes cancel themselves out anyway. And she also talks about having a crush list because it's so fun to have one. And I love having a crush list. So I put, you know, my famous people crushes that I have, because Theo James, my goodness. He will always be number one on my crush list. But she says that crushes cancel themselves out, which I think is true, because I feel as though all the people that I have listed on my crush list ended up disappointing me in some way, except for Theo James, because again, he's number one. And also, I can't remember his real name because I'm a fake fan or something, but Anthony from Bridgerton, oh my goodness, but the version of him in the new Jurassic World movie, and then the version of him, he's in something else too, that, oh my goodness, he's so good looking. You know what? Maybe they are canceling themselves out slash disappointing me, because one is married to a woman, and then the other one, I'm pretty sure, is married to a man. I'm pretty sure Anthony is gay. Love that. But anyway, I guess that's a rejection too. But anyway, back to the story about my high school crush, is that we actually did end up dating for a bit out, I don't even know how many years outside of high school, a year after high school or something like that. I actually don't know how it ended. I don't remember if he broke up with me or I broke up with him. I don't think I broke up with him. I haven't done a lot of like me breaking up, but it might have mutually ended. I have no idea. But the redirection of that rejection is that I know that I will be with someone who is better suited to me romantically and with, you know, chemistry wise. Not to say that the relationship was bad at all. I'm glad that we actually tried it, because it did reinforce like, oh, this person isn't for me. And maybe all the years that I was crushing on him, it was this fantasy of what could have been, but it didn't actually work out that way. And that's okay, because now he's better suited. I hope he's with someone who's better suited for him, and I hope he's so happy. And I just know that I will be with somebody who is a better fit for me in that romantic sense, that we will click better chemistry wise. And, you know, the last one that I kind of had for you, it's not about a specific person, but it's just any other time that I can think where a guy maybe lost interest in me first or broke up with me after however many dates. The redirection shift here is that I'm glad things worked out the way that they did, truly, because now I am available for someone who is meant to be with me, who will match me energy-wise, who will share the same core values as me, who will effortlessly come into my life and integrate me in theirs where I don't have to be a secret, who will fit in a physically romantic way that I desire, and somebody who will 100% support me in all that I do and chase after, because they'll be genuinely interested in my needs and my wants as I would with theirs, because I know the capacity that I have to love. And so I will be with somebody with the same amount of capacity, if not more, for them to love and to show me each and every day that they actually want to make me happy. And I hope that as I'm saying that, you're thinking about it in your own life, because that's your redirection. And I'm going to reiterate, yes, rejection sucks. It's a blow to the ego, but It's also your lifesaver, and it's your guide to keeping you aligned with the higher plans from God, from the universe, from whatever higher power you believe in. That is your guide and what you should remember and take from today's episode. So if you are currently down in the dumps about feeling rejected from someone you really like, someone you have a crush on or had a crush on, remember that everyone, and I mean everyone, has experienced this at some point. Because I'd bet you $1 million that your favorite pop star, movie star, whoever it is, somebody that you look up to, hasn't experienced rejection before. Yeah, come on. Guys, you know that they have. That's not me saying that you aren't special, because you are, and that your experience isn't original, because it's your own experience, so of course it is. But it just means that this is a part of life and that everyone will feel this way at some point. So why don't you use this rejection as a redirection to cultivate all the love that you can within yourself first, with the loving friends and family that you have, and all of your creative endeavors that make you so excited about life. You know, I guess another type of rejection that I've experienced, and this is more recently, but something that actually, in a way, was a blessing and opened my eyes, because again, this whole thing, this whole idea of rejection to redirection is your blessing, is that somebody that I had in my life who I've mentioned on the pod before, someone who has been known to come in and out of my life, and while we have so much respect for each other and we were always so kind to one another in our experiences, we kind of went through a similar loop a few months ago where, you know, he came back into my life, whatever it was, we shared a moment of connection, yada yada. But I remember him saying to me, we were voice noting back and forth to each other, and he said, Meg, I don't think that I'm your person. And I knew this about this person. Once I was aware of exactly where I stood with him, knowing that it would never change, this dynamic would never change into a relationship or a long-term commitment, I was okay with him being in my life in the capacity that it was in. But what I didn't realize was that that is still a string attached to somebody when they come in and out of your life, you know? And so when he said that to me, I thought, and not that it wasn't sad to establish boundaries and kind of fully end, cut it off, whatever you want to call it, because I don't really know how to explain it. I thought, wow, it's this or something better. And don't you want the something better, baby? Yes, you do. And like, okay, I want to be serious for a second too. Like, do I have a lot of love for this person? Of course. But I can hold love for him in my heart and also redirect my energy into people and things and places that actually want to be a part of my life. That's what's so cool about this, is that two things can be true at the same time. And what's funny about him telling me that is that it came out of the blue. We hadn't talked for like over a month when we had reconnected. It had been so long. And then I'm out with my best friend and I look at my phone and his name pops up. And men have this sixth sense, and Tinks talks about it too, where they just know when you're not putting energy into them or thinking about them, that they come in and they're reminding you, like, I'm still here. So I thought it was one of those times, and I was like, oh, of course, I haven't thought about this guy and here he is. But I also thought in this moment, like, yeah, we've been through this song and dance before, but it was the first time that we actually had a conversation about boundaries and how we probably shouldn't talk to one another in this way, because I don't know that we can separate the romantic and the platonic. I don't know that they can exist without each other, if that makes sense. And so as I said earlier, like, we did say goodbye. He did set this boundary of, like, I'm not your person. And I actually took that in my brain. And I was like, oh, yeah, you are not my person. And we said our loving goodbyes, whatever it was. I thanked the universe for helping me close this cycle, because it actually did feel like this cycle was closed, that I don't have this tether, this string attached to this person anymore. And so I can fully move forward knowing that I have full capacity to allow someone better suited to enter into my life when they're meant to. That I won't be, you know, a year down the line and then, oh my gosh, I received a text from this person. I don't think that's happening. I do think that tie has been severed. in a very respectful, loving way. But I love that I have full range for somebody to enter my life when they're meant to. So I want to remind you again, because I mentioned it at the very beginning of the episode, is that you need to trust the timing of your life. Trust that beautiful timing of your life. And, you know, I listened to a short reel on Instagram, and it was an interview or like a podcast episode that somebody had with Lucy Hale. I love a good PLL member. I'm actually rewatching Pretty Little Liars right now, if I'm being honest with you. I need some background noise that I don't have to pay attention to when I get ready and clean and stuff. So she's on my screen. But she said in this podcast episode and that she's in her mid-30s, that she's single and she has no kids. And I feel like a lot of people would be shocked to hear that. I feel like 20-year-old me, 18-year-old me, even 15-year-old me would be very shocked to hear that if I were to hear it back then. And maybe people would feel bad for her too. But she also said something so important that I think everyone needs to hear, which is why I wanted to share it today. And she said, it's okay to not have that at this point in your life. There's big lessons with being alone at this time in your life. And she also said that you're being called towards something really amazing. So enjoy this time of your life alone. And I thought that that was just such a beautiful thing to say. Beautiful statements. I will tag, I'm pretty sure I saved it, so I'll tag the credit to whoever posted that. And I feel like I should listen to that podcast episode, because I feel as though with that small clip, whatever else she has to say would probably be really insightful. But anyway, trust the timing of your life. Rejection is redirection, baby, into something so much greater that you couldn't even imagine right now. And I want you to know that there are better suited people, better suited things, better suited jobs, better suited everything, places to live that are in store for you. And know that you're being divinely guided and protected in this very moment right now. And that one rejection from a guy may just have put you on a track to finding your dream partner next week, next year, next month, who knows? But trust that your right person will come at the right time. Trust that you are being guided in a way that you are meant to be. I hope that you can take something from today's episode. I hope that it's a reminder that you're not alone. I hope that it's encouragement that I'm feeling so content in this phase that I'm in right now, that I am working very hard to trust the timing of my life. And of course, my ego will get in the way sometimes. And of course, I'll have bad days where I'm really sad. And that's so normal. But I hope that it inspires something in you to know, wow, I can do that too. I can feel that way too. I can know that this thing that is stinging right now won't sting forever. And that rejection is absolutely redirection into something extremely amazing that I may not know now, but I will eventually. And I will know, oh, I had to go through all of this to make it where I am today. I hope that you can take that. And I also hope, you guys, that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. I'm sending all of that incredible energy to you as always, so I hope that you feel it. I love and appreciate you so much. I can't wait to talk to you in next Monday's episode. So yeah, until then, bye.